Off with groups in the Bible. Next, word derivations, TV animals, sounds like fun, restaurants, to your heart's content. Champ, you go first.
Let's do TV animals for 200.
In 2015, this guardian of the galaxy got very animated on television. Philip?
Who is Rocket Raccoon?
Yep.
TV animals for four?
Also known as Poe, this martial arts master from animated film came to TV with the subtitle Legends of Awesomeness. Philip.
Who is the Kung Fu Panda?
Yeah.
TV animals for six.
This insult comic dog to guys waiting in line for a Star Wars pick. How do you explain this to your imaginary girlfriend? Philip.
Who is Triumph?
Yes.
TV animals for eight.
Cute and cuddly, boys, the penguins of this place waddled on to Nickelodeon. Philip again.
Who are the penguins?
No. Garrett or Melissa? What is Madagascar? Back to you, Philip.
Let's do 1,000 TV animals.
On the Cleveland show, Tim realized I'm a this. I can kill you, maul you, and I won't even go to jail, cause I'm a this. Cause I'm a bear. Philip, back to you.
Let's try 2 for 200.
2 is this element's atomic number. Garrett.
What is helium?
Good.
2 for 400.
In math, 2 is the smallest of these numbers divisible only by themselves and 1. Garrett again.
What are prime numbers?
Good.
2 for 6.
Here are the real-life protagonists of this 2019 Oscar-nominated film. Philip.
Who are the two popes?
Yes.
2 for 800.
A fire at a London power station blacked out the much-anticipated 1964 launch of this TV channel. Melissa.
What is the BBC?
Be more specific.
What is BBC America?
Nope. Philip.
What is BBC Two?
BBC Two.
Two.
Yes.
2 for 1,000.
Go did-did-da-da-da to say two in this.
Philip. What is Morse code?
Yes.
Restaurants for 2.
At Ivers in Seattle, you can order this creamy seafood soup, a Friday tradition, any day of the week. Garrett.
What is clam chowder?
That's it.
Let's go restaurants 1,000.
CPK has spicy buffalo this vegetable, as well as a pizza with crust made of it. Garrett.
What is cauliflower?
Right.
Let's go word derivations for 1,000.
Greek for ice gives us this word for quartz and other minerals of similar structure. Garrett.
What is crystal?
Yes.
Let's go word derivations 800.
In Spanish, the language it's from, this word for a show of daring ends with T-A instead of D-O. Garrett.
What is bravata?
Yes.
Word derivation 6.
The name of this tusked marine mammal is probably from the Dutch and is also the name of the Netherlands' top class of submarine. Melissa?
What is a walrus?
Walrus is right, and that takes you almost out of the hole. When we come back, you will make another selection. Right now, we pause for this. Melissa Smite is a retired history teacher, and obviously a woman who doesn't like to rush things. How many years after graduating high school did you get your BA?
It took me 25 years.
Why so long?
Well, I left college after a year, got married, raised my children, but it was always hanging over my head. So I made the decision to get it done, and it took ultimately 25 years.
Okay, well, good for you. You stuck with it. Garrett Marcotte from Santa Monica loves solving something that we don't see that often anymore, jigsaw puzzles.
Right.
What's the most complicated jigsaw puzzle you've ever solved?
A couple years ago, me and my sister solved a 2,000-piece puzzle of the Harbour Bridge in Sydney, Australia.
Uh-huh.
And we actually traveled there a few months later and took a picture from the exact same spot of the puzzle that we had solved earlier. That
Good for you. You tied two things together like that. That's great. Philip Howard is our champion. He's a naval officer who has been playing role-playing games for a long time now. What are we talking about?
Mostly Dungeons and Dragons, but there's a variety of other systems out there. It's just a lot of fun to get together. My brother's gotten into it. A couple of friends of mine, their brothers, they've asked me to run games for them. And these days we do it weekly over the internet.
Okay, let's get right back into this one. Melissa, you make the next selection for us.
All right, your heart's content for 200.
Your heart has these upper chambers, Latin for central room. Garrett.
What are atria?
Yes.
Heart's content four.
Your heart has these lower chambers from the Latin for belly. Garrett again.
They're ventricles.
Good.
Heart six.
The dividing wall between your heart's left and right sides is called this. Also the term for the dividing wall in your nose. Garrett.
What is the septum?
Yep.
Let's go eight. Heart.
To keep blood flowing in the right direction, your heart has four of these, including the mitral. Philip.
What are valves?
Valves, yes.
Heart for 1,000.
Answer. Daily Double, you rang in with the correct response at just the right time.
Let's make it a true Daily Double.
All right, for 7,200, here is your clue. Your heart has a natural this, the sinoatrial node, which emits electrical impulses that cause it to contract.
What is a regulator?
No, oh, you're close. What is a pacemaker? All right, you're dropped to zero. Go again.
Let's do groups in the Bible for 200.
In the New Testament, these four men are known as the evangelists. Melissa.
Who are Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John.
Good.
Groups in the Bible for 400.
This group adhered to an early form of Judaism. A good one shows up in a parable. Garrett.
What are the Samaritans?
Correct.
Let's go groups in the Bible 1,000.
The painting here shows the newly short-haired Samson captured by these people. Garrett.
Who are the Philistines?
Yes.
800 groups in the Bible.
One of the tribes of Israel. These descendants of one of Jacob's sons ministered in the temple as priests, aides, and musicians. Who are the Levites? Back to you, Garrett.
Groups in the Bible, 600.
Jesus called unto him his disciples, and of them he chose this many, whom also he named apostles. Garrett.
Verse 12.
Good.
Restaurants, 800.
Country fried steak is a popular dish at this chain and old country store. Philip.
What is Cracker Barrel?
Yes.
Restaurants for 6.
Join the Mug Club at A&W Restaurants and you can score a free one of these treats on your birthday. Garrett.
What is a root beer float?
Yes.
400 restaurants.
In addition to its endless shrimp and crab fest, this chain is also known for its Cheddar Bay biscuits. Philip.
What is Red Lobster?
Yeah.
Words for 4.
Today meaning a fruit juice mix. Its name is from the Hindi for 5, referring to a quintet of ingredients. Garrett.
What is punch?
Punch is right now, the last clue. Roulette derives its name from French for little this, though it's really not that little. Philip.
What is a roll?
No. Melissa.
What is a wheel?
Wheel, that's correct. And that puts you on the board at 200. You're in third place. You know what that means. You get to go first in Double Jeopardy. After this.
Call 877-54. Pick up the phone. We'll be knocking at your door.
Our champion, Philip, started well and then faltered. Our challenger, Melissa, started poorly but has turned things around. And she's picking first in Double Jeopardy from these categories. Letters from authors. At the airport, British actresses, heads up and off. Each correct response will end with an A and will deal with radio then and now. Melissa.
Letters from authors for 4.
Describing a book he was writing in 1881. It's all about a map and a treasure and a mutiny and a derelict ship. Philip.
Who is Robert Louis Stevenson?
Yes, Treasure Island.
Let's try British actresses, 400.
She beat the likes of Betty Davis and Katharine Hepburn for the coveted role of Southern Belle Scarlett O'Hara. Melissa.
Who's Vivian Leigh?
Right.
British actresses for 8.
She played Elizabeth Swann in the Pirates of the Caribbean movies.
Who,
Garrett.
Who is Keira Knightley?
Correct.
Authors, 2000.
She wrote to husband Leonard before taking her life, I feel certain that I am going mad again. Melissa.
Who's Sylvia Plath?
No. Garrett or Philip? Who is Virginia Woolf? Garrett, back to you.
Let's do author 16.
His The Innocents Abroad was based on letters he wrote to newspapers as a traveling correspondent. Melissa.
Who's Mark Twain?
Right.
Letters from authors for 8.
This author to Marlon Brando. Dear Marlon, I'm praying that you'll buy On the Road and make a movie of it. Melissa.
Who's Kerouac?
Yes.
Letters from authors for 12.
He wrote Orwell, both praising and criticizing 1984, and made reference to his own Brave New World. Melissa.
Who's Huxley?
Aldous Huxley. You got him.
At the airport for four.
The Tom Bradley International Terminal. Melissa.
What is LAX?
That's the airport.
At the airport for eight.
The Qantas London Lounge. Garrett.
What is Sydney?
Nope. Melissa.
What is London Heathrow?
Yes.
At the airport for 12.
An interfaith chapel named for the 40th president. What is Reagan National in Washington, D.C.? Melissa.
At the airport for 16.
Café Eiffel and Galerie Lafayette Royal Quartz, Paris. Philip.
What is De Gaulle?
Charles de Gaulle, yes.
At the airport for 2.
Answer. All right, you are in third place now.
Let's go 2,000.
2 it is. Here is the clue. Idlewild Wine Bar.
What is SFO?
No, what is JFK? It used to be called Idlewild Airport. You're down to 1,000 again. Go.
Heads up and off of 4.
After being tried for treason, this royal lost her tête on October 16th, 1793. Garrett.
Who is Marie Antoinette?
Yes.
Up and off 8.
After this pirate was killed on November 22nd, 1718, his head, awesome facial hair and all, ended up on the bowsprit of a ship. Garrett.
Who is Blackbeard?
Yes.
Heads up, 12.
On February 12, 1554, she got way too much taken off the top. Hope the near week and a half as queen was worth it. Melissa.
Who's Jane? Lady Jane? Lady Jane Seymour?
No. Garrett.
Who's Lady Jane Grey?
Grey, yes.
Up and off 16.
On August 23rd, 1305, both his life and his freedom were taken. Getting beheaded was but one of many steps in the process. Philip.
Who is William Wallace?
Right.
Heads up and off for 2.
Answer. The other Daily Double. And you have almost as much money as you did a few minutes ago. You're at 2,600 instead of 3,000.
2,600.
All right. After his death in 43 BC, this Roman orator made a final appearance on the speaker's platform at the forum. Well, his head and hands did.
Who is Julius Caesar?
No, who is Cicero? Who is Cicero? So you're back down to 0. Go again.
British actresses for 12.
Olivia Colman of TV's Broadchurch and The Crown won an Oscar for her portrayal of Queen Anne in this 2018 film. Garrett.
What is The Favorite?
That's the film.
Actresses 16.
Character actress Margaret Rutherford was known in later life for playing this sleuth in several films of the 1960s. Garrett.
Who is Miss Marple?
Yes.
Let's finish at 2,000.
Since the 80s, this funny lady has appeared in movies from Educating Rita to the Harry Potter and Mamma Mia films. And her name is Julie Walters. Two full categories still in play. Garrett.
Ends with A, 400.
This word for an inability to eat is from the Greek for without and appetite. Garrett.
What is anorexia?
Yes.
A, 800.
Mrs. en español. Philip.
What is señora?
Good.
Ends with A for 2,000.
An unwelcome guest is considered this three-word Latin phrase. Garrett.
What is persona non grata?
Correct.
A, 1,200.
It's the sixth letter of the Greek alphabet, though you'd think it would be the last one. Philip.
What is zeta?
Yes.
Radio, 2,000.
Following this radio inventor's death in 1937, stations in Italy, Britain, and the United States observed several minutes of silence. Philip.
Who's Marconi?
Correct.
Radio 16.
Celebrating its 95th birthday in 2020 is this show, first broadcast on WSM, that made country music famous. Melissa.
What is the Grand Ole Opry?
Yes.
Radio Then and Now 4.
Sirius XM channels include Met Opera Radio, Real Jazz, and Hair Nation, devoted to hair bands of this decade. Philip.
What are the 80s?
You are right.
Ends with A for 16.
This five-letter word is Spanish for beach. It's also the sandy flat floor of a desert basin. Garrett.
What is playa?
Correct.
Radio 8.
VOA for short, it began broadcasting in 1942 as part of the Office of War Information. Melissa?
What is Voice of America?
Yes.
And 1200. No.
This white Christmas crooner came to national fame with his 15-minute radio show starting in 1931. Philip?
Who's Bing Crosby?
He's the one. And that takes you up to 5,600. But look at the score in front of Garrett. 17,000. All right, Final Jeopardy still to come in this subject. Famous Americans, make your wagers. We'll be back in a moment.
In a Geico commercial, the gecko opens a music box, and up comes one of these dancers. What is a ballerina? Happy Geico-ween. Visit geico.com to see how much you could save.
Sounds like an easy category, but it's very, very broad. Famous Americans. Players, here's your clue. Will Smith and Lennox Lewis were pallbearers at this man's 2016 funeral. 30 seconds for you. Good luck. Melissa, we're going to begin with you. You wrote down your response very quickly. You're going to be sorry you didn't do better in the earlier rounds. Oh. You wrote down who was Muhammad Ali, and you are correct. But you only have $4,600 to risk, and you risk $2,600. That bumps you up to $7,200. Now we come to Philip, our champion. He had $5,600, struggled with this one, I believe. Picked Kobe instead, and that will cost him $4,600. He's going to wind up in third place with $1,000 unless Garrett went crazy. He had the lead with $17,000. He couldn't be caught. Did he get Muhammad Ali? He could not. Did he risk any amount of money? He did $3,000, but that leaves him with $14,000, and he becomes the new Jeopardy champion, and he gets to come back as champ tomorrow. Will you join us then? I hope you will. Go on.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico. Jeopardy is also brought to you by...
Imagine feeling fearless at the dentist. Imagine strengthening enamel while preventing cavities 70%. Act anti-cavity. Stop imagining. Start acting.
The best eggs in so many ways. Which organic eggs are more flavorful with better nutrition too? Only Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Pain can weigh you down, but you're resilient. And Icy Hot No Mess fuels your resilience. Fast-acting, targeted pain relief. Icy Hot.